Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, you are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're going to talk today about, well, I figured what's going on right now is a lot of us, it's in the holiday season coming up. We're here. It's that time. And I feel like we need to talk about probably some guidance and some health stuff that we can do to keep ourselves healthy and to really connect with our personal growth. And I think that a lot of times when we have a lot of responsibilities and there's a lot of things that are going on, we have a tendency of overlooking that. We have a tendency of not doing that. And I think let's talk about that today, because I think if anything, we need to connect back with ourselves and we need to kind of denoise the things. I feel like there's so much noise and so many things going on right now on this planet. It's just so much all at one time. It's like, how do we put things in perspective? How do we do it all the time? And how do we do it sometimes during the time of year that seems to be a lot going on, a lot of things happening, a lot of responsibilities on top of the other responsibilities that you have, all those things. And so let's talk about that today, because I think that we need to get aware of what we can do to protect ourselves, get aware of what we can do to bypass some of the pain that we might be dealing with or some of the struggles that we might be having, and also be able to eliminate some of the negativity or problems in our life that we might be dealing with, but we just don't know how to deal with it. You know, I'm so glad to be back on the air today. And, you know, I've been thinking about the concept of, you know, when we get overwhelmed. And I think that there's a lot of folks out there that get overwhelmed. And I think we get overwhelmed, especially during this time of the year, because I think a lot of us are living in the future thinking. You know, we have a tendency of doing that future thinking of, you know, what's going to happen? How is my life going to change? The future thinking. And it really keeps us kicking the can down the road, right? We're constantly thinking about what's going to happen and the plans that we have. And once that comes around, then I can begin to live. I've been looking for this for so long. I've been looking toward this. I've been looking for this experience or this day. And it's like all of a sudden we can actually begin to live. And I understand where that happens is sometimes we're in so much stress and anxiety that we're constantly kicking the can down the road, hoping to feel that way or to get to that experience that we've been waiting for. And a lot of times when we do this, and I don't know about you, but a lot of times when we do this, I always feel like it's kind of a letdown, because what we've been dealing with is that we haven't really been living in the moment or experiencing it, and what we were hoping to experience is not at the level that we thought it was going to be, because we've been making it out to be something big this whole time. I also think that a lot of us have a tendency of living in the past with memories, and memories are great, but I feel that, again, it takes us off target. It also might put us in a state of mind that might not be joy-filled, right, because we might be living in that past situation, that past memory, and having maybe fear or resentment, and then having maybe fear that it's going to come back around this time around. And I find that it's interesting, because I feel like we put so much stock into various days of the year. I always think that that's a funny human thing to do, is that we put stock in our birthdays, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that we shouldn't love our birthdays, but we put stock on the birthdays. We put stock on lots of different things that maybe are cool to put stock into, but we don't need to be looking toward that or future thinking into that. And I think we do that quite often. I also think it's interesting, too, that I feel that many of us, because of the responsibility level, I feel that that's a huge thing that we end up needing to look at being mindful. And I think the mindfulness situation, and I don't know if you know, you've actually experienced the mindfulness situation, but I feel like when we actually are able to be mindful, and that takes skill, right? Because that's what Buddhist monks do. Buddhist monks work on this mindfulness concept of eliminating all thought, right? And it takes a long time, and it's interesting, once you finally do eliminate all thought, all of a sudden your brain is telling you that there's a problem because you're not thinking. So it's a very interesting dynamic. However, when we begin to work on that mindfulness, we're able to be in that moment, actually feel what that moment's like. And it's nice when you're able to do that, and it can be really challenging. So many of you might be experiencing some stress or anxiety or dealing with some pain or drama at work or home, what have you. And it can be hard to get into that mindfulness state because you're in a sense of panic, you're in a state of fear, whatever that is. And so in order to begin to get there, we have to start eliminating some of the stressors in our life and some of the things that are not adding to our quality of life. And I'm obviously not advocating everybody to go out and quit their job tomorrow or anything like that. But what I'm saying is we need to actually be aware of what is causing us stress. And I know that lately, you know, many of you out there are probably empathic in nature, and some of you might be highly sensitive people as well. And being a highly sensitive person is a skill. It's a gift, right? It's like, it's not something to be mocked. It's not something to be made fun of. It's a true gift. And many people that are highly sensitive are also very empathic. You're able to feel for other people. You're able to have that connection, which is so powerful. But that in and of itself has to be managed. Okay. One of the things that I find often is that when people are empathic and sensitive, they can be empathic and sensitive sometimes to the wrong things. And what I mean by that is that you can open yourself up to be a target, or you can open yourself up to things, people, and situations, and you have these feelings and you care about them, right? You care about them. In the process, you care about the people, but you might be feeling for them, you might be feeling to them, being empathic to them to a level that they're not even aware of, to a level that they're not even aware of in their own self. And let me give you a good example of that. And I don't want to turn this into narcissism 101 today, you know, but I know a lot of y'all like to talk about narcissism, but when somebody is a true narcissist, right, they have very little empathy, if any. The idea of caring about other people is really non-existent. And it's interesting because in that process, we as empaths, we as highly sensitive people, HSP, right? Okay, when you are around people like that, you kind of feel like you feel at their core. You feel them for who they are, below the mask and underneath all the mask and the covers. But the problem is they're not acting from that place. So you're giving them more, you're giving them more than you need to give them, okay? And I know that some of you are dealing with the holiday season and you're going to have to be hanging out with some family members or some folks that you really just don't get along with, okay? If they weren't your family, you sure the heck wouldn't be hanging out with them on Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever holiday you choose to celebrate. And it's interesting because a lot of times when an empath or a highly sensitive person is around someone like this, it can really suck their energy. Right. And so there's a lot of things that we can do to begin to see this. And that's why I don't want to do a holiday specific show, because this is stuff that we have to do all the time. OK, but specifically, a lot of times during this time of year, there's a tendency of maybe spending time with people that you don't spend time a lot with because you don't have a lot in common, or because they're not very healthy for you to be around. And so I'm just trying to equip you in today's show with some guidance and some support that you can have when you're going through this process. So if you know, when you're in a touchy situation or a stressful conversation, think back to the show and say, hey, I got Ashley here. Well, what should I be doing? You know, What can I do to safeguard myself? What can I do to get through this process, you know, unscathed? And also being actually mindful and actually having something to look back at and enjoy the fact that you were there to some degree, right? We don't have to be in pain and suffering when we're dealing with these folks. We do not have to allow these people to hurt us or ruin our lives. And so this is a big deal. So one of the things that I want us to realize here, and I'm reminding myself, you know, when I talk about these things, it's not just, oh, do this, do that, do this, do that. It's Ashley reminds herself of these things too, right? We have a tendency of forgetting some of this stuff. And it's interesting. I've realized, though, that when you're dealing with folks that aren't very empathic, okay, so they don't have to be a narcissist. There's other people that don't really care, right? And they don't have that feeling for other people, and they're not very sensitive to other people's feelings or needs. You know, when you're dealing with that, one of the things that I think is a really good concept and idea is to be aware of sharing any sort of dreams or aspirations with them. And I'm not asking you to keep your life quiet and not talk about the good things in your life, but to quite honestly, I am, I guess, to a degree. Right? And so you have to really look into, you know, who really does support me? Who is really on my side? Who's in my corner? Right? Who's my cheerleader? Who am I the cheerleader for? Who... saying that you have to walk on eggshells and you got to think about everybody else's feelings. I'm just saying, if we want things to go smoothly, why is it that you want space and what does the space look like? How long does the space look like? And I know it's hard to sit there and say, I need 2 hours and 52 minutes to process this. Well, but I'm saying, you know, giving some sort of timeline is very helpful, especially if you're dealing with someone that has abandonment issues or attachment issues where they have fear. Now, remember, another trigger is neglect, you know, when somebody has been neglected as a child. And, you know, neglect is interesting because that can also prompt somebody to act differently as well. And also that fear can be prompted, that fear of loss, that fear of losing, that fear of being eliminated. All these things are important. So I wanted to bring up this concept of needing space. Because we can ask for, it's not like we're asking somebody for space. We are able to get things that we want. We are a free human being. However, if you are in a long-term relationship and you're wanting to work on this relationship, that's what this show is for. If this is someone that you just recently met and you don't really want anything to do with them, you realize that you're totally two different people and totally cool with moving on, then move on. Where we seem to always be arguing about the same thing, and we're probably also arguing in the same negative communication patterns that also stop our understanding or restrict our understanding and respect in a relationship. So I know that some of you say, well, hey, I'm not always like that. You know, I can have arguments or I can deal with certain things with other people, and I get it. You might be able to really process and be able to communicate with coworkers, for example. Maybe you're able to communicate better with friends than family. Maybe you're able to communicate with family better than you are your own spouse. There's someone that's able to push your buttons and trigger you more than other people. And that's what this show is about today. So think about that. And that's one good question is, who is it that doesn't trigger you? That's a great question, and that can be very helpful. But who is it that does trigger you? And those are things that we really want to think about as we walk into this conversation today. So when I return, we're going to be talking more about what I call attachment and how we attach as far as attachment styles. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the argument cycle. What does your argument cycle look like? We all have one, and it doesn't show itself to every relationship. Remember, there's some relationships that you're able to communicate in better than others, and I think it's because of the emotional connection is not as tight, and that person is not as triggering as other people are in your life. So this is very important to think about. I hope this show can enlighten and help everybody that's going through this. I think we've all had arguments, and we've all wished we could have said things differently and been aware of where the other person was coming from. And hopefully we can shine some light on that in today's show. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube. Go to YouTube and search up Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. I put up new video content every week, and I hope you like it. Please share it with your family and friends. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know what? I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save
Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician, founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. You'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places, including the kidneys. It's an amazing thing when you take this program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cycles are usually caused by negative communication patterns that restrict the understanding and, you know, obviously create a problem with the respect in the relationship. And if you've ever been around a couple that's fighting, usually you know that they're fighting and they have a tendency of how they fight, and how they fight is how they fight all the time. And if you're married and you've been married for quite a bit of time, I'm sure that there's some arguments that you've had as well. And I'm sure that the way that you argue is the way that you argue, and the way that they argue is the way that they argue. You, and it seems to not ever change. And what I mean by that is that somebody gets defensive. Somebody gets angry. What about the silent treatment? Somebody might be using that. They've used the silent treatment. Then you have folks that have a tendency of walking or running away. Maybe you have the person that's avoiding the fact that there's even an issue going on. You know, maybe you have somebody that you bring up one thing about emotions and they want to sock it down. They don't want to deal with it because that scares them. Maybe they respond back in a scared way, maybe in a childish way. Maybe they respond back with crying. All these are ways that people respond in arguments and fights and how that happens. And so I've realized that this all goes back to This all goes back to the concept of attachment styles, and that's what we're going to be talking about here in the next few minutes and in the next segment as well within this podcast and within this radio show. We're going to be talking about that because attachment styles are so interesting. And, you know, we hear people talking about all kinds of different things, and I don't hear attachment styles brought up enough. And I think that attachment styles are something that if you really want to well-verse yourself in relationships that you have currently, whether it's a family, a mom or dad or a brother or sister or a spouse or whoever or a best friend, and understanding those types of attachment styles can be really good. So we have four basic attachment styles that we're going to be talking about today and talking about what that looks like. And the first one that I want to talk about, and this is something that, this is all, it's all relative too. I mean, you know, there's ebbs and flows, there's gray areas here. So, you know, when we talk about the four, you know, we have secure, we have anxious, we have avoidant, dismissive, we have avoidant, fearful. You know, we can also have, you know, variations of that as well. So let's talk about the secure first off. The secure attachment style. Is that people that have a secure attachment style, I mean, it is kind of how it sounds, right? It's they can trust a lot easier than others, whether they've worked through trust issues, that they've dealt with trust issues. The same people might not have had a lot of trust issues or had to have a lot of trust issues as they were being raised because they didn't have to go through some of those same experiences. And some have worked on their trust issues, worked to really understand and see that they were triggered by trust issues, really work on developing and understanding their triggers with a therapist or, you know, or a coach, to help them understand that. And you got to dig deep in this. You know, another thing too about the secure attachment is that they can communicate, more directly, and they can communicate what upsets them more directly in a way where they're kind of putting those words and using that, but also there's not all this emotion behind it and the fear that somebody's not going to understand them. And we're going to talk about that fear here in a bit because I think that's something that applies to many of us, is we might get passive aggressive or angry or scared because we feel that somebody's not going to pay attention or be supportive of us and our feelings. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. Live Your True Life Perspectives. With me, your host, don't change the channel. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create, and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. and it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. California remains the most expensive state in America for gasoline, with an average price of $6.43 a gallon for regular. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. In today's show, I've been talking about communication and how we can communicate to calm or we can communicate to trigger people, and how our attachment styles impact all of our relationships. And it's interesting, you know, all of us are different. We're all one of a kind. You know, there's some folks on the planet that maybe understand us better than others. But, you know, honestly, we are the only ones that think exactly the way we think and feel the way that we feel. And so understanding that, we have to be able to communicate our feelings and emotions in a way that other people can understand, and in a way that we're not triggering other people and their issues and fear. And right before the break, I was talking about how we have these argument cycles as couples and family dynamics, and how we can argue the same thing a lot of times or argue in the same manner, and it's usually that same negative communication pattern that gets in the way, right? Because we don't ever seem to get to solution, Instead, we kind of have this circular argumentation that restricts understanding, restricts getting to some sort of conclusion, and gets in the way of the respect and care in the relationship. So think about that. And so really, I asked a question earlier, and I'll ask it again. Who tends to trigger you more? Okay, out of everybody in your life, who is triggering you more? Think about that. Who has a tendency of getting under your skin and really upsetting you? And I think many of you might say a parent. Many of you will probably say your spouse. Many of you might say a brother or sister. So think about who that is. Identify that person at this time. And I want you to think about that style that you have. What is that communication, argument, communication style that you have? And I want you to really think about it. What is that style? And I would have to presume that for many of us, it's circular. One person argues, maybe one person kind of gets mad, maybe one person has a lot of usage of the F-bombs, maybe one person gets really closed off, right? And maybe they get closed off and you try to talk to them, they don't want to talk. Maybe they use the silent treatment and you're getting triggered to beg them to communicate. You know, maybe one of you gets defensive and very angry and very defensive, and so it scares the other person from communicating, or the other person just backs down because they don't want to generally deal with it. And then you have somebody that's very scared of conflict, and so they would rather, you know, placate because of the conflict, but in the situation of being scared of conflict, maybe they get resentful and they get fearful that you're not going to change or see their way, so they get passive aggressive, and then they get resentful, and that resentment buildup is challenging too, because eventually that resentment has to go somewhere, right? And that's the problem, is that it doesn't just build up and we put it away. It has to come out at some point. So usually when it comes out completely, some sort of dysfunction in that fact. And so we're trying to override that to do something that's more healthy, in realization here. And other people might walk or run away in an argument. Some people extremely avoidant. Scared. So some people get scared. Some people cry. And so right before the break, I'd begun to talk about the attachment styles. And we have four main attachment styles. And, you know, this isn't all set in stone. And there's gray areas of everything. And there's reasons for all that. But these attachment styles are based on really how we were raised and the impact that our environment and the family members had upon us. And, you know, it started at a young age. And at a young age, this is the things that we dealt with. And this is how we began to process things and how we reacted to what was happening around us. You know, and when we look at secure attachment style, you know, that's the somebody can be fairly give trust fairly easy, whether or not they have been gone through trust issues and had to rehabilitate, which is a very big possibility. Many of us have worked through it with a coach or a therapist or a minister, worked through the work to get over the trust issues from the past issues and be able to move on. And that's definitely a hallmark of the secure attachment style. They can also communicate what upsets them very well and in a more direct manner, without feeling bad about it or scared about it, a lot better than the other attachment styles. They're able to communicate that and not in effect of fear, because a lot of times we don't want to, you know, communicate what upsets us, right? Because we're fearful of how that'll impact someone else. Maybe it's hard for us to express what upsets us, because maybe we get super angry and we can't control our anger. And it's very hard. And there's folks out there that have a trouble controlling their anger. It's very hard for them. And so anger for some people is their first go-to emotion. And, you know, that can be very tricky too, because if anger is your first emotion, the person that you're with probably has a very hard time communicating with you because out of fear of getting yelled at or hurt, you know. And so that's definitely something that needs to be processed and figured out, because anger should not be the go-to emotion, even though it is. Anger is the combination and culmination of a bunch of different feelings, right? It's a bunch of different emotions. It's just bundled up as into anger. You know, the secure attachment style, it's very cooperative. It's very flexible. You're having that flexibility. You're having that cooperative type environmental thought process as you make decisions or express how you feel. So it's not like, oh, I know that you're going to push this. You know, it's more like, okay, I think we can cooperate that, or I'll be flexible in certain things. And so we have a give and take that seems to be better because we're not being triggered to feel like somebody's taking. We're seeing both sides of the equation. Let's move into the anxious attachment style. And so, you know, think about this. You know, when I'm talking about this stuff, just start thinking about how you feel. There's no labels. There's no right or wrongs. Okay. So anxious, you know, there's a tendency of you having a sensitive nervous system. You're a bit on edge. You're a bit edgy. There's a tendency to struggle with communicating your needs. You're in fear, you know, you're anxious to communicate your needs. You tend to act out a bit when triggered. And so, you know, that's always an interesting thing is that, you know, there's a tendency of kind of acting out when as an anxious attachment style. And when we're anxious in that, and sometimes, you know, there could be also anxious preoccupied attachment. So there's many different caveats here, but, you know, a person can experience anxiety in their relationships with the others in their lives. And, you know, it's interesting how when you look at the anxious attachment, there's some signs of it, right? You might be afraid of emotions. When you have an anxious attachment style, you might want to pull away when a person gets needy, right? So if you're an anxious attachment style and you're dealing with maybe somebody that's extremely codependent and extremely needy, that might repulse you or you want to pull away because that scares you. That scares you. You can't deal with that. And so you might be better. Unfortunately, sometimes we have to reprogram ourselves because in that sense, you might find yourself chasing after people that don't have the time of day for you, which we need to reprogram that, because you're trying to get their attention versus the person that seems to be needy. There's also a tendency of being independent, and not needing others. You know, the anxious attachment style might disregard other people's feelings sometimes, and this is not in stone. There's also a boundary issue. And what I found with a lot of these attachment styles, most of us don't have boundaries, right? We don't have boundaries in these relationships. And so by not having any boundaries, we have no frame of reference. We have no groundwork to really understand how to proceed. And this is very important for us to have. We need constant reassurance when we're anxious, right? We need somebody to constantly reassure us. Are we, you know, oh I'm there for you, you know. And then there's a tendency of maybe being clingy and needy to some degree as well. And so that anxious attachment style, it's very real. And I feel like a lot of times, and this isn't set in stone, but a lot of times the anxious attachment style is based on inconsistent parenting, right? So the parent wasn't there all the time, or the parent was very, you know, argumentative, or wasn't there to really work through and to be there for the child, to understand their feelings, to be there through the thick and thin. And so there is this huge fear of rejection. There is this fear of abandonment. There is this clinginess in relationships. So you have all these things going on because you're worried that the person's going to leave you, right? So there's an inconsistency in parenting. A lot of people that have dealt with neglect from their parents may have the same style. And so coupled with that low self-esteem and that fear of rejection or abandonment, see, that's where this happens. And so this is very interesting why a lot of people go through a lot of different things in their life can be based on these attachment styles. So you see, if I'm in a relationship, right, and I have that fear of abandonment, when somebody walks out, for example, of an argument, when somebody decides that they're leaving and they slam the door and they get in the car, you know, someone with an anxious attachment style might run after them, right? Might run after them, you know, begging to get the person to come back in. That's creating that fear of abandonment, right? And so the last thing we want to do when we're dealing with someone with an anxious attachment style is to run out of an argument. Now, I'm not saying to stay in the argument and get hurt or get hit or anything like that. You know, you need to be in a safe place, but it would be like a, hey, time out. I don't want to leave because I don't want to leave, but, you know, we're going to need to calm down a little bit. Let's start talking about this in a rational way so that we can both communicate what we need to communicate. And that's a good example of a kind of an anxious attachment style in an argument and what can happen. The next style that I really want to focus on is avoidant dismissive. And avoidant dismissive is very interesting in the fact that it's very different. It's very different in the anxious attachment style is that there's a tendency to downplay the importance of relationships, very self-reliant, which is a big thing. You know, one of the things, too, is that there's a kind of an independence to an extreme, you know, not asking for help. There's a lot of boundaries, and then there's a lot of going, you know, from those types of feelings. And so it can be very interesting, you know, when you're dealing with somebody that has this attachment style. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we go back to the, you know, to the situation of the parent dynamic. And when you look at that attachment style, you're avoiding emotional closeness a lot of times in relationships. You know, and sometimes, too, you can see somebody that's in a relationship with you as being clingy when all they actually want is to be emotionally close. There's a tendency in this type of attachment style to suppress emotions. You know, there's a tendency of suppressing negative memories, acting like they don't exist, fearing rejection, having this strong sense of independence, having a high self-esteem, and not thinking that other people, and thinking also that other people see you as that too as well, and might having a negative view of others, but also being kind of focused on oneself a bit. But it's interesting because as the avoidant, there's a tendency of dismissing, you know, other people's feelings and stuff like that, but also there's a tendency of dismissing your own feelings to some degree, but also avoiding the intimacy. And so if you're in a relationship with someone that carries on this attachment style, when you're having an argument, they might not see the reason why, they might put you off, they might not get deeply involved in the conversation, they might make fun of, they might not even listen. So there's some tendencies there that can be challenging and can be absolutely triggering as well. And it's interesting when we look at all these things, and all this goes back to, you know, childhood. All this goes back to the way that people were raised. Because if that's the case and you were dealing with somebody with this attachment style, they might have been raised by someone that had didn't really support their child very well. The parent might have not had a lot of empathy. The parent might have felt very overwhelmed by parenting responsibilities, right? So they weren't really a parent. They weren't really committed. And they might have had an avoidant attachment style themselves. So this is very important how, you know, there's a tendency of this kind of, you know, the apple not falling far from the tree. There's one more attachment style that I want to talk about. And that one is fearful avoidant attachment. And, you know, the fearful avoidant attachment is a pattern of behaviors in relationship that is marked by both high anxiety and a high avoidance, where the person craves the connection but also fears getting too close to anyone. It could also be known as disorganized attachment, and it's one of the rarest of the four attachment styles, by the way, and so that's very interesting in and of its own. And it's considered to be the combination of the anxious attachment and the avoidant attachment. So, you know, people with anxious attachment are constantly seeking more intimacy and reassurance in their relationships, and they can come off needy. But the fearful avoidant attachment style involves kind of the combination of both of those, feeling anxious for affection and avoiding it at all costs, right? So it's like it's kind of the push and pull. And so some of the common behaviors there is the fear of intimacy, the fear of relationships in general, avoiding commitments and relationships, having that high anxiety, having a negative view of themselves, feeling underdeserved to have a healthy relationship. So a lot of folks don't feel like they're worthy of having a good relationship. And so see how that's counterproductive. They feel like they're not worthy, and therefore they kind of sabotage themselves from having a healthy relationship because they keep creating that question in their own mind, which leads to them questioning the relationship, which usually gets involved with them sabotaging the relationship or finding people that they cannot be in a relationship with that is a healthy relationship. They have a tendency of responding poorly or inappropriately to negative emotions because they can't process that or have trouble processing it, perceiving other people and their support as negative. And so there's lots of different things that we can look at, and we need to go to break here in a second, but you see how these attachment styles would directly impact any sort of conversation or argument, and that's why I really wanted to touch on these attachment styles, because these directly impact the way that we process anything that we're dealing with, the way we process and the way we understand things. It's so powerful, and it goes back to the way we were raised, back to the people that raised us, and back into the environment of how we kind of got into this. So stay tuned. I have a little bit more left. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about communicating in a way that we can calm and rationalize and just be ourselves, or we can trigger people in a way that can be overwhelming to them as well. And other people can trigger us, right? It's not a one-way street, so this goes both ways. And, you know, I've been talking a bit about attachment styles and understanding those attachment styles and how those attachment styles directly relate to how we argue and directly relate to our argument cycles and the way that we do things and how we communicate in our communication patterns. Because when you think about it, when you look at all these attachment styles, right, and you kind of look at it, it makes sense that if somebody's anxious, they're going to respond a certain way. It makes sense that if somebody's avoidant, they're not going to respond a certain way. If somebody's dismissive, right, they're going to dismiss the situation. If somebody's avoidant and they're fearful, what that's going to lead to, and that high anxiety, and how that high anxiety is processed in an argument. So I just want you to kind of sit with that for a little bit. And, you know, if you're in a long-term relationship or in a relationship right now, it could be really good to kind of sit with your thoughts and maybe process some about the other person as well to understand a little bit better, because there's some things that probably just really set them off. And when we can begin to understand what sets someone off, we can begin to stop setting them off, but we can also understand maybe some of the things that we might be doing that's contributing to those factors. And that's very powerful to understand and very powerful to learn. And so think about that. Think about some of the situations recently, perhaps, that you've dealt with. And one of the things that I find that's interesting, too, is that we have that tendency of sometimes going in passive-aggressive or getting angry or getting silent because we feel as though other people are not going to listen or care about what we feel or think. And that's a defense mechanism. And I want you to think about those defense mechanisms. So the next time that you get quiet, or the next time that you get passive aggressive, or the next time you give the silent treatment, or the next time you start yelling at the top of your lungs, stop. What am I doing this for? Why do I feel that this person is not going to listen to me if I try to articulate how I feel in a neutral way? And it's hard. This is not easy stuff, but this is the way we begin. Right? So when you start feeling passive aggressive, you start acting passive aggressive, you start feeling like you need to, or you start feeling resentful, or you're starting to be in fear of having an argument, or you're starting to get anxious, where is this coming from? This is a guidepost, okay? This is a guidepost for us to understand that we're about to go into this program, right? These are all indications that we're about to go into a lifelong program that we can begin to change, but we can't change it overnight, right? We have to work at it. It's consistency. And I want you to catch that. Why is it that I get super angry? Do I get super angry at this person because I feel like they're never going to listen to me? And does that go back to this particular person, or does this go back to childhood? Does this go back to mom and dad? Where did this begin? And these are very important things to think about, very powerful and very important things to think about, because we can really begin to understand ourselves better. We can begin to create more calmness in our own mind and create even better, healthier mental health for ourselves. But we can also create a more favorable environment for the other people around us and be able to have conversations that don't have to be arguments, where we can solve things instead of going back around in a circle arguing the same thing and getting nowhere. Because when we're holding on to these programs and we're holding on to them based on our attachment styles, you know, it's like oil and water. It just doesn't work. And so sometimes we have to morph and change to be able to get things to work for the best for all of us concerned. And those are things that I want you to think about when you get a chance. Starting a journal is very helpful. Do some research on some attachment styles. You can go online and research attachment styles and Google up all kinds of things. You can Google up secure attachment, anxious attachment, you know, avoidant fearful, avoidant dismissive. You know, look up that stuff. Analyze it. Take a quiz. There's multiple quizzes online. I have a video on attachment styles on YouTube as well. And you can look up that video. Just go to YouTube and go to Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. We have new video content out every week, sometimes multiple times a week, as well as the podcast and the radio show is housed on YouTube as well, so you can check it out there. And it helps you to really understand yourself. And if you'd like to work with me, you can always reach out. If I have availability, I would love to work with you. And it would be a very powerful situation. It would help to get to that place of full personal understanding where we can understand and we're able to not only understand ourselves, we're able to articulate our feelings to others in a very helpful, positive way. I hope this show has helped. Please share this show with your family and friends. And it's interesting because I feel once we get to know ourselves even better and better, we can not only understand our feelings and thoughts, but we can also be able to present those thoughts and feelings in a way that other people can understand and respond without triggering them as well. See you next week. Live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know, this time, I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first. But with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience.